This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. The Election Commission published the final voters list for the Bihar Assembly elections. According to the final list, 7.42 crore voters have been included in the list who will be able to exercise their franchise in the upcoming Assembly elections. The assembly elections in the state will be conducted on the basis of this final electoral roll. After the conclusion of the Special Intensive Revision SIR campaign, the draft voters list of 7.24 crore voters was released on 1st of August. President Draupadi Murmu presented the Diamond Jubilee Silver Trumpet and Trumpet Banner to the President's Bodyguard, PBG, at a ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in recognition of 75 years of glorious service since the designation as the PBG in 1950. The President congratulated the PBG for their professional excellence and adherence to the finest military traditions. Union Minister for Science and Technology Jitender Singh has said India's pharma exports are expected to cross $30 billion, rising from the current $27 billion by this year. Speaking on the occasion of the signing of an MOU between Department of Biotechnology and the Uttar Pradesh government, Dr. Singh said the agreement will help to advance the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047 and reinforce India's position as a provider of affordable healthcare solutions.
India is already being described as a pharmacy of the world. Very fast in the last 10 years, we have succeeded in moving. Like for example, we started from just about $10 million US dollars in 2014 when this government came. Today we are $130 billion and we hope to be $130 by 2030 and we are already crossing 100 by now. So it's been a very fast journey over the last one decade.
Union Minister for Agriculture and Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced that a special team will be formed within the Indian Council of Agricultural Research ICAR to address challenges related to sugarcane cultivation in the country. The minister was virtually addressing national consultation on sustainable sugarcane economy in New Delhi. He also highlighted that this team will formulate sugarcane policy and research directions after taking suggestions from farmers, scientists and industry stakeholders. Mr. Chauhan emphasized that the research will be focused on benefiting farmers and finding practical solutions for them. The Indian Railways is set to launch its first assured transit time container train service on a pilot basis between Delhi and Kolkata. The inaugural run will begin today, operating from ICD Tughlakabad Terminal in Delhi to CTCS Kolkata, with the scheduled stops at Agra and Kanpur terminals managed by the Container Corporation of India Limited. This special service is designated to ensure a guaranteed transit time of 120 hours, marking a significant milestone in the logistics sector. Indian Railways, is a statement, said it will operate on a bi-weekly schedule, departing every Wednesday and Thursday and Saturday. In Tamil Nadu, 9 labourers died and many more injured when an under-construction arch collapsed near Punneri at Ennore Thermal Power Plant. The injured have been admitted to Stanley Government Hospital. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed a deep grief over the loss of lives in the accident. The Prime Minister has also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured. Mr. Modi also wished a speedy recovery for those injured in the accident. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin also announced rupees 10 lakh ex gratia to the families of the deceased. In a statement, he expressed condolences to the bereaved families. India women won by 59 runs and India staged a brilliant comeback after a middle order collapse to beat Sri Lanka by 59 runs in a rain-affected opening match of the Women's World Cup in Guwahati. Chasing India's revised LDS target of 271 runs, Sri Lanka made 211 runs in 45.4 overs. And that's the end of the news bulletin.